Thank you, Madam Chair. I was trying maybe to avoid this discussion of Afrophobia for the first four paragraphs, so I reiterate my invitation to delegations to take a second look to the proposal Brazil just did. We might delay a little bit, but here I'm looking at the language. If we use the two previous paragraphs, it's going to be, first we are going to have a negation, and I don't know actually what the negation means, and if it's only this negation, I mean, it's really vague for me using this terminology in a declaration. And the fourth paragraph has some repetition that could be avoided. But since we engaged in this full discussion, which I appreciate and I take good consideration on Afrophobia, we've decided taking these two paragraphs, considering my experience supporting different resolutions in our council. I would prefer using the terminology Afrophobia at the end of this quotation there. So racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, as well as Afrophobia, since we are dealing with Afro-descendants. I would prefer this way, and keeping this racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance as it is, and we have been using for many other documents, soft and hard law. But again, I invite everybody to take a look at the proposal made by Brazil so we could move, have more clear language, perhaps my intention here, and move on with that. Thank you.